Okay, hello and welcome to another episode of the Faultline podcast, the audio companion to the weekly trade publication Analyzing Disruption in Media and Entertainment. My name's Tommy Flanagan. I'm the editor of Faultline and your podcast host. And in this episode, we will be breaking new ground and wading into some uncharted territory because this is the first time featuring a consulting firm. But before we lose our listeners by mentioning the big scary C word, this is a startup with a strong engineering focus that has already made some meaningful moves in the video space, including teaming up with the video monitoring vendor Tag Video Systems, which we're going to get into shortly. And to help us do that, please welcome, all the way from Miami, the CEO of Bold New Solutions, Lou Bolden. How are you today, Lou?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me, Tommy. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, thanks for coming on. So we first met during your time at Verimatrix, where you spent 6 and a bit years from 2015 to 2021, most recently as Chief Revenue Officer, before kind of shit hit the fan following the merger with Inside Secure and all the kind of ugliness that comes with private equity ownership, but we'll save that conversation for another day. You then had a stint at Think Analytics as the Chief Strategy Officer for 2 years up until early 2024. And then, voila, out of the blue in February 2024, I received a press release about a venture called Bold New Solutions, abbreviated BNS, or Bold New Lou, as I immediately and affectionately referred to it. However, according to LinkedIn, you have been the full-time CEO of BNS since April 2015. So first of all, Lou, can you confirm whether this is an admin error or have you somehow been a secret CEO for the past 9 years while also juggling other C-suite roles?
So yes, it's not an admin error. Secretly, we formed BNS in 2015 after I sold CSI Digital, which was a end-to-end IPTV system integration company that provided managed IPTV services and consulting services for tier two and three telephone, cable, and fiber to the home companies throughout the United States, the Caribbean, and all the way to Guam. So we formed it with the intention of, building a business similar to where we are here today. But Verimatrix called me right about that same time and asked me to come join them running global business development. So we parked it for a bit while it was still active. We still did everything that from a corporate perspective that was there. But after I left Verimatrix, we decided to revitalize BNS and really started doing things in 2022 again.
Okay, so this is a very prolonged sort of period of stealth mode that you're belatedly emerging from.
Yeah. We were actually in 2022, we really re-kicked off the company. We started doing some consulting for a few companies, including Sony Pictures Entertainment, Think Analytics, FPT Software, Quick Play. And while I held the role of Chief Strategy Officer at Think Analytics, our team was still doing, the BNS team was still doing quiet work in the background to get to the point where we were ready to launch and here in 2024 and, you know, really kick off 2024 with a bang.
Great. Okay. So before we kind of get into the nitty gritty of what you guys do, I've got a couple of bones to pick, Lou. So I'm glad you have BNS as an acronym because, you know, when I was being trained as a trade journalist some 8 years ago, there was a list of words that were completely banned from the pages of Faultline. And two of the most despised words by my editorial predecessor, Peter White, were bold and solutions. And we've kind of continued this strict house style. And let me explain this. It's because, you know, fundamentally we write about technologies and technologies can't be bold. You know, people can be bold, but we don't write about people. My boss was very clear about that. And then the beef with solution is that solution should never be used to describe a service or a product or a tool or a piece of software or anything else that you are selling, and the word solution should only be used to describe the outcome of a problem that has been solved. So that's kind of my my short rant over, but this is the part where I ask you, Lou, what it is that Bold New Solutions is actually solving.
Yeah, so BNS, and I'm not going to say Bold New Solutions because we're not allowed to here on this podcast, but BNS is really a collection of professionals who bring our diverse perspective, backgrounds, and our hands-on experience to solve a company's most complex business and technology challenges. Thus, we're providing solutions, right? We leverage our expertise in markets including telecom, media, entertainment, power, utilities, and critical infrastructure, as well as government services. We can get into that part of what we do later, to try to provide an unbiased business strategy consulting and technology assessments for our partners and customers. They, you know, we believe our customers count on us to keep our finger on the pulse of change so that we can validate strategic approaches and provide tailored solutions that leverage our in-house talent and our curated partner ecosystems to solve their challenging business and technical issues. But unlike traditional consulting or outsourced engineering firms, we try to bring a strong sense of purpose to our customers' pivotal products. We build trust by collaborating closely with our customers through engaged listening. And I think that's really important, engaged listening. That means a really constructive dialogue about what they're trying to do, and transparency. And once we gain an understanding of their short and long-term goals, we are completely focused on accelerating their path to success. So that's what we do at BNS.
If I was in a really mean mood, I would ask you to do that again without using the word solutions. Yeah, it's a Friday. I don't think I can do that to you, Lou. But try and kind of help me understand, where BNS wants to consult, and are you leaning in the context of this podcast, are you leaning towards anti-piracy or cybersecurity from the Verimatrix days, or into personalization and recommendations, maybe even advertising from the Think Analytics days? Where do you really want to drill into in the coming years and become expert?
Well, I think it's a combination of all of the experience that we've had, in the industry, because it's not just Lou, right? We do have a team of people that are part of BNS. Chuck Hasek is our CTO. He was one of the founders of Layer 3 TV. He worked at Time Warner and T-Mobile. And so where we're really trying to focus on is on the, and provide our expertise in the areas that telecommunications companies, whether it's a company like Sony as a media company, a cable company, and where they're trying to really accelerate their path to success, reduce their overhead so that they can meet those critical projects and deliver them faster. An example would be TAG as a potential there. So we'll go in and talk to a customer and say, what are your challenges around monitoring and ensuring that your video services, if you're a video service provider, are up and operational, and what do you have today? And so what we really want to do with our customers and partners is listen, number one, right? That is the number one thing we want to do. And then because of our deep expertise and real world things we've done out there, we'll come and try to bring them solutions. And they may engage with us to do an analysis of a particular set of products, solutions, even getting into their architecture and their teams that they've built, because we've done this at a very high level. Let's say it's a smaller company or a new service, and then come back to them with a summary and recommendations of what next steps are. We've even gone into, if somebody's trying to look at providing a new product and service so that they can focus on their day-to-day business, we'll go out and talk to vendors, create an RFP process, and come back with a number of recommendations that say, hey, here are the options for you in the market. Bring those vendors and partners in, whether they're part of our curated ecosystem or not, and provide the ability to that provider, that partner, to make their own decisions, and then potentially help them implement it.
Okay, that's definitely made things a bit clearer. It sounds like there's some painstaking processes in there. And I'll be honest, when I got the original press release introducing BNS, and I'll be honest, I had to. It was one of those that I had to read quite a few times, you know, to sort of kind of understand what it is you guys were doing and what you're selling, and who you were targeting it at. And you know, I think that's quite typical of startups. I mean, even though you're not technically a startup because you, as you said, you were founded in 2015, but I think it's fair to say that you're sort of operating in startup mode, right? And
Absolutely.
you know, that's particularly kind of true of companies who aren't productized, because you kind of don't really know yourselves yet where revenues are coming from, I suppose. So would you agree that, you know, you're sort of feeling your way into the market at this stage? Or on the other hand, would you argue that you have a very clear strategy and you know absolutely how to get it, and I'm just talking nonsense.
Well, I think it depends on which portion of BNS we're talking about. As you've probably seen with some of the press releases out there, we acquired a professional electrical engineering company in the summer of 23. So that's very clearly defined as we help them expand from what they've done in, you know, oil and gas and government into the telecommunications space. So really clearly defined there with that. But when you look at consulting services like we provide at BNS at the core with myself and Chuck and the rest of the team, because it's not a product, you can't say this is exactly what we do. You could almost think of us, you know, in the media, entertainment, telecommunications space as, you know, a tiger team that comes in when there's a business or a technology challenge that, and you might not like that. I can look watching you might not like that phrase. But because we've done this, we're coming in to try to solve those problems for a particular group within a company. Now, we generally are not going to be in the marketing side, right? That's not where our expertise lies. Our expertise lies in the video and the internet communications, those type of systems that our customers are looking to, you know, really explore. It might even be pulling back from video, right, and making some recommendations there and how they do that and what the best path forward is.
And yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that, because that kind of segues into what I was thinking about how there are some sort of parallels in a way between our business here at Rethink and yours, because you know, our core verticals were always media and entertainment and the telecoms and wireless sector. But a few years ago, we sprouted this new arm that went off into the energy space, the renewable energy, with the guys over at Rethink Energy. You know, and similarly, you know, TMT is kind of your personal area of expertise, but BNS, you know, also serves those verticals that you mentioned: power utilities, critical infrastructure, and the government. So, I mean, personally for you, have you had to kind of essentially painstakingly, I'll use that word again, learn a whole bunch of different kind of technologies and processes in these new spaces? Because the thought personally of me having to go away and learn all these new technologies and different verticals is making my head explode. And therefore, you know, you've had to basically understand a whole new way of doing business, or is it kind of split up between teams, or would you say you've kind of made that transition quite seamlessly?
No, I mean, it is a very challenging transition for me personally to jump into the energy space. Luckily, the company that we acquired, they truly, truly are Cata Corporation. I do want to mention them, and hopefully we get to talk on Rethink Energy at some point and bring them in. But they truly are the experts in the field. They wrote the McGraw and Hill Electrical Safety Training Handbook. They're on the standards committees for NFPA. And so, while guiding them and helping them break into the telecommunications industry, which uses massive amounts of power, media, entertainment, telecommunications, and needs all of those services, I personally haven't had to learn what they do. We have a great team, and we're just helping them expand their reach. So, haven't had to context shift there because we have great folks on that side of the business.
There we go. All right, we'll put you in touch with my colleagues over at Rethink Energy.
Great.
There we go. Just being a wingman. I mean, this is the point where we should try and get into a case study. I don't know if you are able to publicly talk about any customers at the moment, but if you without shaking your head. No, you can't talk about anyone.
Well, we could talk about a particular case study that we did with one customer. Yeah, we can. We can talk about WoW.
Oh, Wide Open West. Yeah. Okay. Oh, look, great. I didn't know that. Yeah. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah. Well, at Wide Open West, you know, what we were able to do with Wide Open West is they had a challenge with migrating to a DevOps and CI/CD pipeline for their IT infrastructure portion of their business. And so through that active engaged listening, we were able to determine that they were having a challenge getting there year over year because their internal engineering groups were really focused on their day-to-day business, but they did have a goal to get there. So after we listened to the challenges that they had, we then identified the correct partner to bring in to help them solve those challenges. And through that, we brought in FPT software. They're a very, very large consulting company out of Vietnam with a significant presence here in the US, Latin America, also in Eastern Europe, the Philippines, and a few in India. And we engaged with them to help accelerate WoW's path to building that DevOps structure and CI/CD pipeline for their IT infrastructure. So again, that's where we're going with BNS, that it's not just video, it's not just internet. Because of our expertise and because we know what customers are trying to do at the end services they're providing, which is internet and television and security and all of those things that ride on it, we were able to help them accelerate their path to getting there and make it cost effective.
Again, that definitely clarifies the picture a bit, because, you know, I'm sort of trying to think in my head what a typical BNS customer looks like in the media and entertainment space, and, you know, whether it is an ailing cable TV operator or, you know, that's looking to stay relevant in video, or a cloud computing infrastructure provider, or, you know, pure play streaming application, you know, that wants to expand into new markets. But that's kind of cleared it up. You know, it is the first example I just gave of an ailing cable TV operator, but it's, you know, and WoW was one that has recently sort of thrown in the towel with video, and it's gone that bundling route. But your project wasn't anything to do with that. That was kind of a pure IT infrastructure project, right?
Yeah, I can give you another example. I can't name who they are, but another project that we did, if you want to, if that would help you. I mentioned it a little earlier.
More the better. So this, yeah, great.
Yeah, this is a company that is launching, it has launched a direct-to-consumer service on their platforms. And they built everything in-house initially. And so they wanted a company to come in and do an analysis of, you know, the systems that they built over a number of years and make recommendations as to how they could be more efficient, both technically as well as structurally, and reduce those costs so that they could scale up. So they were getting prepared to do a really big outreach, and as well as launching on new devices. So we went in and provided analysis of what they're doing today, and then made recommendations for the steps they needed to take to enhance their service, get it ready to scale. And then we helped them after that. After they took that analysis, they asked us to help them implement that. And we went through that was a 9-month project from beginning to end to help them get to the point where they launched the service out to more and more of their customers. And they implemented many of the things that we recommended. So very large scale, major media company in the market.
In the US market?
In the global market.
Global market. Okay. All right. Well, thank you for that, Lou. Let's see if we can scratch below the surface when we meet in person at NAB in a few weeks in Las Vegas. And speaking of NAB 2024, have you got any plans in the pipeline for that show, or you know, partnerships or anything like that you can talk about?
We will attend at NAB. Of course, we do have our partners that we have listed on our website as in our curated list of partners. And we'll be working with TAG and FPT and Aceto and the others that are there to you know, evaluate and talk to media, entertainment, telecommunications, and critical infrastructure companies to see if we can provide service. And if they fit, then we'll start those conversations there. And I look forward to meeting you in person at NAB.
Great. And you know, speaking of the partner ecosystem, you know, you've already mentioned those names: Ixedo, FPT Software, Quickplay Media, Sony Pictures as well, and your former employer, Think Analytics, is on the list as well. And most recently, Tag, as we mentioned earlier. And with Tag, the idea is to jointly kind of design this accurate and agile infrastructure for video service providers for delivery at scale. And I was kind of wondering, with these partnerships, you know, people talk a lot about partnerships, and you know, if I had a dollar for every partnership announcement I had in my inbox every week, you know, I'd be a very rich man. But you know, how are you kind of effectively promising these partners that you can find them new business, essentially by identifying kind of technical and business problems at media companies? Is that how these partnerships work?
Well, no, I mean, really, they're partners that from a BNS perspective, that we have gone out and looked at the market and determined that they solve a particular set of problems. We actually, I agree with you. We have partners reach out to us every week for the last, you know, since we really relaunched the company 2 years ago, because we have a deep network of potential customers, as you can imagine, between myself and Chuck and the rest of the team, that have been our customers for years and years and years. We turn down more partners than we have. We're very, very, what's the right term here? I guess we could say picky, but you know, we want to ensure that the partners that we bring into our ecosystem can truly provide value if it's warranted. And a company like Tag in the video ecosystem has a very specific set of tools that solves a very specific set of problems that we saw could service many of the potential customers that are providing video out there, whether it's a legacy cable or traditional MVPD or virtual MVPD or you know, a direct-to-consumer offering. We think that they can solve some of those problems, but only where warranted. Right. So, again, it's the engaged listening with our customers. That's the number one thing that we do, and we don't try to make a square peg fit a round hole.
Wow, you're batting them away left, right, and Chelsea. That's a nice position to be in, right? Here's a thought. Do you expect BNS to go down the road of productization eventually? Is that something on the roadmap, do you think?
I guess what's interesting is productization, maybe providing a service at some point that brings a number of systems together, similar to what I did at CSI before. We didn't have one specific product, but we integrated and provided a, I think you'll like service better than solution, but provided a service to operators that didn't want to build and operate themselves. I'm not sure though, because that has to be a very specific opportunity. You have to see a very specific set of needs, and it has to be big and broad enough for companies to do that so it can be sustainable. Because the last thing you want to do is bring a service and then you can't grow it and maintain it, and companies expect it to continue. So I don't know. I can tell you I don't know. It's not really where we're focused. If we want to be anybody in the future, maybe we want to be Deloitte in 20 years. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, no, I like it when I get a I don't know answer. You know, that doesn't happen very often. So, no, I appreciate the honesty. And how many people are you today at the moment, BNS?
15. Yep, we're 15 folks
15.
in the joint companies. So still small startup, but you know, 2 year startup, so we're in that range. But everything's been we've grown organically, which is great.
Yeah, no, that's a nice nimble size. And there's one thing I wanted to bring up, Lou, as we're wrapping up. And you know, maybe this is a strange coincidence. You know, although at Faultline we're big into the mantra that there's no such thing as a coincidence. But when I punch in the term bold new into the Faultline archive, which goes back 22 years, you know, thousands and thousands of articles in there. And the first result that comes up is a quote from when Verimatrix launched the StreamKeeper anti-piracy super soldier in December 2021, which was pitched as boasting these kind of techniques that can track down pirates in, I quote, bold new ways. So does this have your fingerprints on it and this kind of preempted BNS, or do you put this down to some very weird, pure coincidence?
Really weird, pure coincidence, I'm sure. I know John and at Very Matrix and what he does from the marketing perspective. The genesis of Bold New is actually pretty easy. My business partner that we did this with is William Newby, and it's Bolden Newby and Sons is the holding company that's there. So Bold New is the easiest way for us to put them together, and solutions. We could have used services to not offend Faultline, but that's where Bold New Solutions came from. Everything we're doing, we're trying to have this BNS kind of thing. We have a little boat charter company that's Boat and Son. So, you know, it's all in good fun.
Thank God for acronyms, right?
Yeah. Sure.
Okay, right. We're gonna wrap up there. Thank you, Lou. That was a great, really kind of quick fire run through of what BNS is up to, and that's a great introduction to our audience. If there's anything you want to add before we close out, then now's your chance.
No, just thank you, Tommy. It was great meeting you, and I look forward to seeing you at NAB and appreciate the time.
Brilliant. And you, Lou, thank you very much. And thanks, everyone, for listening. And yeah, cheers. Bye.
Bye-bye.